Internationalization, Risk or Opportunity by Torsten Gjerrerek. The internationalization of the economy is not as recent as the buzzword globalization would have us believe. In fact, it was internationalization that paved the way for the beginnings of the insurance industry back in the 14th century, as ship owners sought to protect the increasing value of their ships and cargoes. Even today, the complex nature of risks emanating from international trade is one of the insurance industry's most difficult challenges, and one that affects all classes of businesses, as the following examples show. More than 90% of all world trade is transported by sea or other waterways. The largest container ships today, with cargoes of up to 13,000 containers, may be worth far in excess of $1 billion. However, even this concentration of value is small compared with that found at the world's great container ports, such as Singapore or Hamburg, which act as depots to goods worth tens of billions of dollars every day. The outsourcing of production sites to low-wage countries does not just reduce costs, it can also reduce the quality of the goods produced. Defective products can result in recall costs or even product liability costs. Recent examples of recalls that spring to mind include toys coated with lead paint and toothpaste contaminated with the antifreeze diethylene glycol. Liability losses can reach extreme proportions when pharmaceutical products cause dangerous side effects in patients. National law in the country where the products are sold plays a key role in the connection. The US in particular has seen some extremely high awards for damages. Insurance companies that cover such large risks need a secondary market where they can place them. Reinsurers assume this function. Sharing the load among several carriers helps to spread the risks. The diversification effects achieved by spreading risks across different regions and classes of businesses allows reinsurers to balance their portfolios and realize a level of capital efficiency that enables them to cover their clients' risks and ultimately those of the insured at a reasonable price. Extreme losses in the past show just how important the reinsurer's role is. One of the biggest loss events in the history of insurance was on September 11, 2001. The attack on the World Trade Center in New York was a prime example of the complexity of today's risks, with an accumulation of losses across a range of insurance classes, such as fire, business interruption, liability, life and health, and compounded by significant capital market losses. The insurance of large and accumulation risks is a definite advantage for the sustainable development of economies. In countries where insurance is not very far advanced, it is the vulnerable economics, and above all the inhabitants, that have to bear the brunt of these losses. The tsunami of 2004 not only brought immense human suffering, but also caused losses of over $10 billion, as the insurance density in the regions affected is still very low. The insurance industry only covered a small percentage of these losses, less than $1 billion. Countries with an underdeveloped system of insurance suffer immeasurably more from major catastrophes than those where a good part of the material losses can be covered by professional risk carriers. The global economy is increasingly networked and interconnected. Risks are becoming ever more complex, and the insurance industry has to develop new concepts for its clients in order to meet their need for risk cover in this changed environment.